Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast. I'm Tom, part of the Social Podcast Network. www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Go check it out. Check out my friends doing their podcasts. Local. How's everybody? It's a great day. Today is, what is today? Tuesday, September the 29th. This month's almost over. How's it been? It's like no September I can remember. Got to run this morning. Trying to get back at it. It's weird, man. Running, working, living, socializing. Something that seems so easy all of a sudden becomes so difficult. You know, if you'd asked me 2 months ago, are you going to run, keep this running schedule up? I'd be like, hell yeah, I'm loving it. Loving it. Take a break. I think Carlos went on vacation, took a week off. Next thing you know, I can't figure out how to get back to running again. More pain in the morning. Just not into it. Trying to figure out what my reasoning is, you know. I mean, let's be honest. I just don't want to get fat. But I'm not fat. So it makes it even more of a challenge because I'm trying to do something that I'm not really. I mean, shit. Could I have, you know, there are other parts of my body that I wish were a little different or better? Sure. But as far as just being fat, I'm really not. I'm comfortable. You know? But everything, it seems like everything that what used to be normal has become not that much fun anymore. And it's tough. It's tough for me. It's tough for the kids. Everything we used to love now is like really annoying. I've always said my first real drug or real taste of addiction was my first girlfriend that I ever had. You know, she made me want to run faster, be taller, seem funnier. All the things that I would later turn to substances to fill early on were filled by a girlfriend. Heartbreak. Create all that uncertainty, insecurity, all that. I mean, addiction's really just about pleasing oneself, I think. Taking or drinking or hanging out with or incorporating things that maybe aren't the best for us, but they make us feel different. Maybe it begins a habit. It's the beginning of something, I don't know, but it's much more than what I thought it was. which was just drinking too much. I probably started drinking so that I could have more openness or maybe more fun or be like everybody else with a girl. I mean, alcohol and drugs have always been the lubricant, the social lubricant for me. You know, but not today. So, you know, what I was talking about was that it seems like everybody I know is unhappy. I mean, we're happy, right? But we're still, but like, we're like my kids, they don't want to go to school. Nobody wants to work. Nobody likes their job. I mean, even my job, I love my job. My job's so fun, but, you know, wearing masks and being concerned and, you know, constantly biting my tongue. You know, I'm a know-it-all who knows nothing, but I have an opinion. And, you know, everybody has an opinion, whether it's about politics or religion or COVID-19 or building houses or infrastructure or the lack of business or too much business or the people coming here or the people leaving. It's like all these, it's like a minefield. You just have to kind of watch your step. You know, I was talking to my wife and she's like, if I could just figure out how to make $1,200 a month, I could quit my job. I'm like, you like your job. People like my wife and I, we need jobs. We just don't do well. I know I do not do well by myself. If my day was to get up and really rely on myself to fill the day, I wouldn't do very well. I always say that if I'm quitting my job or I'm living a life without a job, I'm living a life of self. I mean, that's, I think, I mean, I can't speak for everyone, but I think most of us would love to, I mean, what's a perfect scenario? Retire, have a pension or some amount of money that comes in that covers all of our expenses and that we don't have to work? Is that what we'd love? You know, I talked about it in the podcast the other day. Everything that is good is really kind of bad, and everything that is bad is really good. It's just redefining those things. Going to work forever has been terrible. Who wants to go to work? But very, very good for me. Very good for me. Retiring, quitting my job in the past would seem so awesome, but in the end, it would be very, very bad for me. And I told my wife, I go, you know, this is the job that you enjoy, you know, but when you work in a bank, you know, all the changes that have gone on, dealing with people, and then we've created all this new fear and anxiety, and now it's become part of our lifestyle, and and plus, you know, she works in a bank, and it seems like there's so many people out there that are just kind of not, I won't say so many. There's a handful of people that are just devoting their life to trying to make money for free, you know, scam artists. And it's a lot of responsibility. My wife gets stressed out, you know. She starts living in that cynical world. That's what I wanted to look up. I want to look up cynical. I think I know what it means. Let's find out. Cynical. 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 Believing that people are motivated by self-interest, distrustful of human sincerity or integrity. Believing that people are motivated by self-interest, distrustful of human sincerity or integrity. Concerned only with one's own interest and typical disregarding accepted or appropriate standards in order to achieve them. Let's try reading that again. That just, those words just did not come out. Let's see. Concerned only with one's own interests and typically disregarding accepted or appropriate standards in order to achieve them. I was going to say seen it all, done it all, heard it all. I mean, that's kind of, you know, I feel a little bit, you know, like I'm becoming cynical. my wife's becoming a little bit cynical of people. I think people are becoming cynical. You know, my father, and I was listening, you know, I love my dad. Please don't get me wrong. I think if you have a father and you have a relationship with him, I think everyone can understand what I'm talking about when I say that, you know, a conversation with my father is a lesson in practicing patience. I think all of us have to do that with our parents. I think most of us, I know that my kids have to be careful when they have conversations with me. You know, and I did a podcast with my friend Tiffany yesterday, and I was telling her that I feel like I'm turning into that guy that has like a lecture with everything. You know, like, gather around, I'm going to drop some knowledge on you. You know, my son was saying to me that, he was saying something, you know, because he has his first job. It's at a coffee shop. I mean, clearly it's not his career. You know, he's pointing out the good and bads of his job, poor management or whatever it is. And I told him, I go, you know, I always say that if you can just take something from something, then you've done something. Like, you know, learn what you can from this job and take what you can and leave the rest. And then when you go into your next job, you'll take that experience. And he goes, I've never heard you say that. And I was like, oh, well, maybe I said it to myself. But it's like every time there's a question, I have to go into some sort of lecture, like my dad. You know, my dad gave my son a computer. Just a, you know, regular desktop PC. Not the greatest computer, just, you know, something. And then my son asked my dad said, well, I have another computer I can give you. And, you know, a whole bunch of shit, you know, a whole bunch of conversations had to go on for about that computer. I think I talked a little bit about it in the past, but he's like, the computer's ready. You can come by and get it. And I knew that what that meant is we could come by and we were going to get a lecture from my dad. Explaining, you know, telling us about all the, I worked 10 hours on this computer. I mean, it's always a huge amount of time he spends on something. And, you know, he's talking and my son's over there trying to be attentive like I would have been back in the day. Yes, yeah, right, right, Dad. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting in a chair across the room just, you know, patiently waiting. And my son keeps looking back at me like, oh, my God, this lecture. And you can't leave because then all of a sudden you don't care. You know, you don't care about all the work that went into this. And he gets pissed off. But, you know, just something you have to deal with. And I don't know if that comes from just getting old. It has to be. Become so smart, seen it all, done it all, you know everything. Yeah, it was great to get back to running this morning. Carlos texted me last night, I'll meet you at the beach at 6:30. And I was like, all right. I got there. Of course, he wasn't there, which is fine. And I ran the beach, ran the sand. So pretty this morning. Took some great pictures. I'll post them on the I'm Sorry About Last Night Instagram page. Some beautiful sunrises and stuff, but it just felt good. And when I finished, Carlos was there, and he thought we ran the road. So he went the road. I mean, you know, whatever. It's good to see him. It's, you know, it's weird. You feel... And my dad's kind of gone through this. This happens to me every year, and it hasn't quite happened to me yet, but, you know, you kind of go through things, and you just don't realize the, you know, I've mentioned anchors or just the weight on our shoulders or whatever it is, and we kind of work through it or come through it or suffer long enough. I don't know, and the body just says, all right, let's move on. And this wave of like kind of relief just kind of comes over me. And it feels good, you know. And that usually happens like this morning. I just felt really, I felt humble. I felt full of gratitude. You know, I felt open, clear, blessed. And it was nice. And then reality comes back, which is, you know, we got to go to work. And the biggest struggle I'm having right now is with my son, my kids, and they're not liking school. And my one son, they're doing these, this, you know, online stuff. And I'm like, David, you're going to go back to school. You just got to get back, you know, you got to get that in your head. I think. Oh, let's read something. Let's read today's daily reflection. Sorry. Daily reflection for the 29th, September 29th. It says, exactly alike. Frequent contact with newcomers and with each other is the bright spot of our lives. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 89. A man came into the meeting drunk, interrupted the speaker, stood up and took his shirt off, staggered loudly back and forth for coffee, demanded to talk, and eventually called the group secretary an unquotable name and walked out. I was glad he was there. Once again, I saw what I had been like, but I also saw what I still am and what I still could be. I don't have to be drunk to want to be the exception and the center of attention. I have often felt abused and responded abusively when I was simply being treated as a garden variety human being. The more the man tried to insist he was different, the more I realized that he and I were exactly alike. Right, there it is. I mean, what that says to me is that, you know, drinking isn't our only problem. It's a disease. I'm a self-centered asshole with a deficiency in humility. Right? And I find that out a lot when I'm like doing, you know, we do a lot of podcasting. You have to promote the podcasting. You have to get, you know, like on Instagram and Facebook, and you have to really put a lot of stuff out there to try to promote, whether it's my podcast or the other people podcasting. But there are days when I really have to do a lot of that stuff, and it's not really what I like to do, and it makes me feel, you know, dirty, sort of, you know? You know, I mean, a perfect humble life where I would have no Facebook, I'd have no Instagram, I'd have a cell phone for calling, and that was it. You know, I would keep my, I would mind my own business. But we like to, you know, we like being social and stuff. We like being unique. And that's what some of those platforms allow us to be, is unique. And you see it all through those things, whether it's a TikTok or Snapchat or Facebook, Instagram. It's just a group of people trying to be unique, trying to be special. And I know just from, you know, working on sobriety and working a program, that that's not very healthy for me. It's not healthy for me at all, really. And I feel it. I can tell. But, you know, you have to do these things. It's just kind of the way it is nowadays. You have to kind of wallow through it. That has nothing to do with being drunk. It has nothing to do with drugs. I've always said the biggest problem for me about getting sober was I quit drinking. I mean, you know, it had to be done, but once that happened, I was cured. The rest was like, oh, I guess I'll do it because I'm here, I suppose. But I fixed the main problem, which was I drank too much. And, you know, the rest doesn't seem as important, you know. And I said it the other day, we change until the pain stops. That night, I had a lot of pain. Quitting drinking stopped all of it. I mean, I didn't realize that was what was going on. Because that ability to try to be unique was still laying there too, doing push-ups. That life of self. You know, it's the same self that wishes I could just quit my job. And it's funny, you know, I talk to self. And he's like, listen, you can find, you'll be busy. You get up in the morning, you like weed the garden, mow the grass, clean the house. Nah, I won't do any of that shit. I may have fallen for that self years ago, but today I know better. And my wife is the same way. You know, we need to work. On our own, with nothing to do. What's that? The devil's playground. But self's like, nah, man, you got this. We just need to, you know, just need to make some money. No. It's tough. What else is going on? Where's the time here? I have not been back to a meeting. How's everybody's sobriety doing? Hanging in there? Anything interesting? Any struggles? Any questions? Any thoughts? You can always reach out, direct message on Instagram. I am sorry about last night podcast. Not too much on there, but try to post a few things. I have not been to a meeting. There again, you know, another great example. I had this whole plan. I went to that Wednesday meeting. I'll be back. I haven't been back. Part of my problem really is that over this period of 6 months, we've gotten into kind of like, especially with the kids not being in school, we've gotten into this routine, or I've gotten in this routine where I don't have a lot of free time. And between my wife and I, our schedules, it gets a little stressful. So this is kind of this routine that we've gotten into over the last 6 months. And now the kids are back in school and starting to get a little bit of normalcy. And I'm not really finding like that desire to go to a meeting, which isn't good. You know, I worry about it. You know, I don't think I'll drink. I've tried that. That did not work. It was really bad. Drinking, drugging does not seem an option, but, you know, am I going to get cynical? Am I going to fade away? I don't want to, you know, I see people out there, older people, happy, carefree. Is that just a show for me? I don't know, but I think going to meetings and reminding myself on a daily basis that not only am I an alcoholic, but I'm a self-centered asshole with a deficiency in humility. And if that is not taken care of, it's not going to go very well. So for today, I'm going to just pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for giving me another day sober. Take what I can't handle. Leave the rest. I'll do what I can. I'll do my best. I'm going to take each client today as a fresh client with a fresh attitude and try to be positive, patient, and just try to have some peace today. Got a peaceful, easy feeling, and I know you won't let me down. Have a great day, everybody. A little short today, but get back after it. Have a peaceful, easy feeling kind of day. See ya.